I have two questions. First of all, did your energy committee do any looking at deep water wind power, which seems to be very much in the news today?
No, we have not.
Oh, okay.
The town of Camden doesn't have a deep water resource to go work with. Ragged Mountain and real estate on top of Ragged Mountain, it does.
Oh, I see. Okay. And when do you think that Camden will begin to appoint people?
I believe that the appointment to the committee is on Camden Select Board's next meeting, which is Tuesday the 26th of this month.
Okay.
Next time they, when they intend to appoint people. They have a process just like you do of
right.
submitting.
What percentage of the electric grid in Vinyl Haven has been supplied by the three turbines?
Literally 100%. The submarine cable to the island makes the project feasible. Before the replacement of the cable a few years back, this would never have happened. The three turbines are sized, if you went over any 365-day period in Vinyl Haven and the energy demand of the island residents, year-round, the output of the three turbines pretty much matches that load. So there's the supply and demand equation is in pretty good balance. But day in, day out, it's all over the place.
Right.
When the wind's not blowing and the things don't spin, they're buying every electron they need.
So what kind of credit or percent off are they seeing?
They lowered their energy. Their bill looks just like yours, where there's an energy component and a transmission and distribution component. And they lowered their energy component by a couple of cents a kilowatt hour.
But
they were paying like 12 cents a kilowatt hour, 13 cents a kilowatt hour. And now they're closer to what we pay at 9 or 10 cents.
So they had a 20% savings even though they're supplying 100% of the power to the grid that they consume.
Yeah, because again, they still have to go out to the grid to buy power when the wind's not blowing, when the loads are high. They're selling to the grid, you know, wasting it from the island because they can't use it they're selling at wholesale rates of 4 cents, 5 cents, and they're buying it back at 9 cents, 10 cents, 11 cents, depending upon time of day of month, you know. So it's that and in my earlier conversation of the organization and the structure, that middle player of the competitive energy supplier who's going to make that hedge happen between what they can get from the generation entity and what their customers demand for supply and where it comes from and when it comes from, you know, there's no storage in the system.
Right.
So it's an hour-to-hour, day-to-day reality that you're buying and you're selling and you're waiting to see what the wind does for you the next day.
Are you seeing statewide any better deals than that? Is that the best deal you've seen? Like Kitty Mountain, what's going to happen to Kitty?
Well, that's what's so interesting. And as Des said in his opening remarks, and you may want to jump back in, you know, what the Camden Energy Committee said is that's a model that won't work for us because there's no benefit to the municipality in those locations other than the guys that own the turbines writing their property tax check. Angus King is out trying to create some local stuff that's kind of interesting, yet to be seen, but nobody in town is getting a break off their electricity bill. Nobody in town is benefiting other than the fact that there's a new tax base on the assessment rolls. And that's been the current model. And our committee said that model's not worth talking about because it's not going to go very far. There's no benefit. So this is a structure that hasn't been applied yet where those local benefits would be passed through in the municipal arena. It's been applied in the private arena all the time where a large energy user envisioned a small power plant at Dragon Products, where Dragon Products is buying the output directly. This Constellation New Energy will go put a gas-fired turbine up with Dragon's help, sell directly to Dragon, dump the rest, or buy if the thing's down. You know, those private arrangements are happening all the time. And this is taking that kind of direct arrangement that happens in the private arena to the public side.
There is no obligation to buy, either
right.
as a resident of these two or three towns or as a business. It's presented to you as a proposition to buy or not to buy.
Right. An opportunity.
So in the same mouthful, there's heavy downsides on property values. So I can't see how, at least the models I've seen what Kitty's doing with supposedly the 46 out in Western Maine. I saw it the other day. I see what I see visually out here, and you're telling me they get 2 cents off a kilowatt, roughly.
That's
I
it.
I don't know.
No,
why,
that's it.
Why would we, I'm confused, but why would you venture? Why would you venture into all these negatives if there isn't really that much positive for the community? Because it's a community, it's damaging only to the community. Even though we might help this so-called great green grid, where are we really, we might even increase cost of energy because of what goes on with the grid and the transfer of power and who's making what and who might cut production of other fuels or other. So I just look at it and say, I could see if you came to us and said, look, we cut by 50%, or like, how can we sit here and look at Ragged Mountain with these abortions, these sticks 400 feet high, only know it's a 5-year agreement, that's what it sounds like. And at the same mouthful, what happens if the next day, 5 years from now, they pull the plug, like Dale suggests, and we got these 400-foot sticks on the top of Ragged Mountain. And then I saw what I saw at Kitty. The ridge is gone. They just took, they you know, I don't blame them. I'm a contractor. You bid on the job. What's the easiest way? They went right across. The mountain's gone. So I don't even know why. I mean, I'm bringing this up, but it just seems, why are we even doing this? Because it doesn't, how can it be feasibly correct for our community?
I would raise a couple of other issues. One is that if you don't see energy savings right up front, and you may not in a wind project, you may in 10 years time or 12 years time or 15 years time. We don't know what the energy outlook is going to be down the road. I mean, if I were a betting man, I would guess prices are going to go up. So if there's some security against that, that's a value potentially. And then I would also add that, you know, part of my reason for being on this committee is to get into exactly this kind of conversation as communities, because I think we have to be responsible for the energy we use. And in some way, in seeing it and feeling it and having it be in our community, we understand the values and the propositions around that value. And there is a global component here. There is a reduction in very real numbers that we had it quoted at our last meeting, I can't remember what it is, around CO2 emissions. It's real. You know, it's not going to solve the world's problems, but potentially there's a step in the right direction here. So it's not uncomplicated. This is a real community conversation that I hope can happen in depth. Unfortunately, it can't really happen in the absence of a plan. We have no plan. We haven't been asked to produce a plan. It does require some money to try and produce a plan so that we can talk about it.
Right, especially a responsible plan. And that's where this three-town committee can, you know, if you really want to go back 4 years ago when the conversation started, before the anemometers went up, it was driven off the town's load at the Snowball. And somebody said, wouldn't it be a great idea to put a wind turbine up like they did at Jay Peak in Vermont and power the chairlift and the snowmaking systems off a turbine, a windmill, on Ragged Mountain? Because they did that at a skier. And you can get tax credit. And that's where it started. When we got through with UMass's research and the confirmation of the resource was as positive and as good as it was, we thought it was more responsible to broaden the discussion and put it in context of the resource instead of the single stick on the top of Ragged Mountain that the town of Camden might be able to do all by itself and yet piss off everybody else in the room because they didn't come talk to you.
Well, no, I think it's right that you came to go and talk to the other towns, but I think we all have to be really responsible to a populated area. And that concerns me a great deal. I think that that's why I asked about the deep water energy, because I think it's going to be much more a solution for the Atlantic coastline, especially after Google was putting in billions of dollars for the cable. I just think we have to be very, very concerned about that.
Absolutely, and